Bird enthusiasts across the city descended upon Colonel Samuel Smith Park in Etobicoke on May 25 for the 15th annual Spring Bird Festival. The free event, hosted by the City of Toronto and Birds Canada, a national charity dedicated to bird conservation, offered a vibrant celebration of the city's diverse avian population during the peak spring migration. The festival buzzed with activity throughout the day, with families and nature lovers participating in educational activities and entertainment, including the popular guided bird walks led by local enthusiasts. Mark Sherman, who has been leading and managing the event for the last 3 years, said millions of birds arrive here at this time of year as they pass through on their migration. "Our goal is about educating people about birds, understanding the landscapes that support them and different kinds of species," said Sherman. "We're providing bird-supportive native shrubs that people can plant around their home or in their area so they can understand what's in the neighborhood around them." Beyond the guided walks, the festival offered exhibits where attendees could enjoy close encounters with live birds and reptiles presented by educators. Children participated in art workshops where they created bird-themed crafts such as bracelets and at booths that offered information about bird conservation, backyard habitat creation, the role of insects and responsible birding practices. "I love the bird festival. And it's my favorite thing that happens in Toronto," said Holly Barkley, who has attended the last 2 years. "The Turtle Protectors event was great and seeing the live animals such as the peregrine falcon and the northern saw-weed owl. I am also glad that I got the opportunity to attend the opening ceremony as I missed it last year," said Barkley. The festival also highlighted the importance of Indigenous perspectives on birds and their role in the natural world. The opening ceremony led by Vivian Ricolette, an Anishinaabe grandmother of the Turtle Clan from Wikamaikong unceded territory on Manitoulin Island, featured a traditional land acknowledgement. She spoke on the significance of birds in Indigenous cultures. "It's not just about bird watching and migratory patterns and stuff like that. Those birds have a responsibility, and they have original instructions for humans," said Ricolette. She also explained that people need to understand the importance of birds and nature in our daily lives. "Look at the state of our world. People have forgotten the respect that they have to give to nature, and that's why it's being abused. The waters are polluted, they're not clean, and in turn, people are going to be unhealthy. It's also really sad to see the devastation that's been occurring due to the wildfires, so we also conduct ceremonies to honor the sacred fire."